Death and destruction in the South. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Especially Selma, Alabama, and surrounding areas hit hard by tornadoes.
Thankful that God saved my life.
I think the Lord was good to me. Give me enough sense to get away from here before it hit, because it's a good chance I'd have lost my life.
But at least seven other people were killed, and at least a dozen others severely injured in Alabama, and there's a lot of damage. A five-year-old boy in Georgia was killed when a tree fell on the car he was in. A special counsel is now investigating President Biden over the classified documents found from his days as vice president.
Joe Biden should know better.
Republicans in Congress will also investigate. Senator Tom Tillis tells Fox.
Normally, you don't even take a classified document out of a classified setting, the skiff, as we call it in the Senate, let alone taking it to your garage.
Now, the first set of documents found in an old office the president used in November.
Now, on December 20th, a month later, more classified documents were found in the Wilmington garage.
And then later, yesterday, we learned of
an additional document discovered at the Wilmington property of the President of the United States.
Fox's David Spund and other special counsels probing the Trump classified documents discovery. Russia claims it's taking control of another town in Ukraine, Soledar. This is Ukraine gets more help fighting back, and not from the U.S. this time.
Kyiv finally securing the military equipment it long had called for, Leopard tanks. Poland made the announcement, hoping that other allies would quickly follow suit.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. Lisa Marie Presley is being mourned. Elvis's only child suffered cardiac arrest at her California home, rushed to a hospital, but died. Days after Presley and her mother were at the Golden Globe Awards on NBC, cheering Austin Butler, who won Best Actor for portraying her father in the movie Elvis.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for opening your hearts, your memories, your home to me. Lisa Marie, Priscilla, I love you forever.
Lisa Marie Presley was 54. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's back to court this morning for the Trump Organization for sentencing for tax fraud in New York, facing an up to $1.6 million fine. Days after ex-chief financial officer Alan Weisselberg, who pleaded guilty to fraud and testified against Donald Trump's company, was sentenced to 5 months in jail. Another trial stemming from the 2021 Capitol riot is underway in opening arguments. Federal prosecutors said Proud Boys group leader Enrique Tarrio, whose charge was seditious conspiracy, the same charge the Oath Keepers founder was convicted of, plotted to assault democracy.
Federal prosecutors in D.C. said they assembled a fighting force to stop the transfer of power to President Biden. But Tarrio wasn't at the Capitol that day. He'd been arrested days earlier for vandalizing a Black Lives Matter banner at a black church. Court documents reveal prosecutors will argue the group had communicated on January 3rd about, quote, storming the Capitol. Attorneys for the group members said there was never a plan to go into the Capitol building.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. It was back to court in Idaho for the man accused of murdering four university students.
It was a status hearing Thursday in Layton County Court in which 28-year-old Brian Koberger waived his right to a quick preliminary hearing.
Have you had enough time to speak with Ms. Taylor about your decision to waive your right to a speedy preliminary hearing?
Yes.
Do you need any additional time to do so?
No.
Koberger will appear in court again in June on one count of felony burglary and four counts of first-degree murder. His attorney also says that he'll challenge evidence that includes cell phone data and DNA that was used to arrest him in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students in November. Koberger could get the death penalty in Idaho if convicted. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
In Japan, the man accused of assassinating former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe last year was formally charged with murder today. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.